This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two coming at you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have not joined them yet, if you are listening here and you have not joined Second Call Defense, please take a moment and join. Now, like I said, the Senate Democrats are pointlessly pushing for more gun control tonight in the wake of the Islamic terrorist attack in Orlando, even though they know the laws they want. They don't want to fall for that trap. They're looking for the incrementalism. At its best, it's cynical political grandstanding of the worst sort, as they seek to vote again on bills that have already been voted upon previously in order to push their own personal political agenda. And put bluntly, it's really about their egos and political aspirations. It's not about your protection. It's never been about your protection. They don't care about your protection. There are steps that can be taken to protect you against an attack similar to what we saw in Orlando. But you're not going to see them coming from Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton, Hillary Pantsuit Clinton, or the Democrats in the House and the Senate. Sadly, you probably won't see them from Donald Trump if he becomes President Donald Trump or the Republican House and the Senate either. You're going to need to go to your state legislatures to get laws passed that actually give people a fighting chance in the event of another Islamic terror attack like we saw in Orlando, or the 2015 Islamic terrorist attacks in Paris, or the 2013 Islamic terror attacks at Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, or the 2008 Islamic terror attacks in Mumbai, India. Passing more laws to restrict firearms is a non-starter. The most successful attacks in the world have all occurred where concealed carry is entirely illegal and civilian access to firearms is incredibly rare. So, item number one, you're going to have to harden soft targets with armed security. Schools and malls and concert halls and theme parks and other densely populated public venues are almost universally non-permissive environments where the carrying of firearms is completely outlawed by either state law or the company policy. The Homeland Security Institute at Purdue University has done research which shows the presence of armed officers is part of the threat mitigation process. Mass murderers of all stripes may be insane, but they are rarely stupid. They want to carry out their attacks where they can rack up the highest possible number of victims before the authorities can arrive, before anybody can interrupt them. According to the Crime Prevention Research Center, 96.2% of all mass killers targeted so-called gun-free zones. Providing armed security is the first step in hardening soft targets, but by having someone on site trained with active shooter training to close with and engage terrorist threats. The next thing they could do would be to end the gun-free zone. One of the other revelations of the Homeland Security Institute's modeling of active shooter events in schools was that the most effective threat mitigation occurred where there was a combination of an active armed response and passive armed defense. This means police officers and teachers. In schools, armed resource officers close with and engage threats, as they've done successfully at Reynolds High School in 2014, Arapahoe High School in 2013, while concealed carrying faculty and staff provided passive defense, locking doors, establishing ambush positions to engage threats attempting to come through the door from a superior tactical position. That is easily extended from schools to malls and other public venues by simply striking down failed laws that establish gun-free zones at mass killers and terrorists clearly favors the target. Those venues can employ a small number of permanent security, but can leverage the ever-growing number of concealed carriers by simply striking down laws that establish gun-free zones. And I want somebody to point out to me right now, because this is going to come up. Somebody's going to say, well, Bill, all of the concealed carriers would shoot themselves. Give me one example where that's happened. One. Anybody. I mean, email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Call into the show, 877-807-4048. There are no examples of a bunch of civilian concealed carriers shooting each other while dealing with a threat. There are none. Next thing they could do would be end laws which prohibit concealed carry where alcohol is served. Now, this was, by law, in Florida, that was the big thing that made the Pulse Club gun-free. Laws in each state vary widely in their policies on whether or not concealed carriers can carry in establishments which serve alcohol, with three primary models being employed nationwide. Some states do not allow the carry of firearms anywhere alcohol is served, period. Others do not allow concealed carry where 51% of the revenue is derived from the sales of alcoholic beverages, such as bars. Other states have no restrictions on where you can carry, but have restrictions on whether or not you can consume alcohol while carrying a gun, and if so, how much. There does not appear to be any correlation suggesting that more restrictive states have fewer incidents of armed violence in places where alcohol is served, and those states where you can even drink while armed. This is not a Wild West effect. You know, that removing a dangerous restriction that leaves citizens as sitting ducks isn't a Wild West effect of that. Striking the balance between the two is a simple matter of allowing people who refrain from drinking to carry concealed in places where alcohol is served, such as bars. You have designated drivers. They get free soda all night long, free coffee. Now they can be the designated shooters. Florida has more than 1.3 million concealed carriers, or more than 8% of their population. If just 1 in 8 of those concealed carriers carried when they went to bars, then a crowd the size of the Pulse in Orlando might have had 3 concealed carriers in the club in addition to the off-duty officer providing security. That is a game changer. Clearly, the Islamic terrorists engaging an armed officer and 3 unknown concealed carriers in a building with 300 people in it would have had a much lower chance of successfully carrying out his attack when all it would have taken is one of those 4 armed souls engaging the terrorist's attention and allowing one of the other ones to close the distance and kill the terrorist with a point-blank shot in the first seconds to minutes of the attack, not 3 hours later. This Orlando attacker made it obvious that the other would-be lone wolves at venues, or to them anyway, the venues who lack competent armed security and who ban lawful concealed carry are ripe targets. Easily exploited. You want to change the laws to make a difference. That's the kind of changes you're going to have to make. You're going to have some security. And you need to go out there and you need to let security get tooled up. And don't worry about, well, you know, do we want to see that here in the United States? Do we want to see what we saw? Which is better, to have a few tooled up guys sitting there in the chance that it comes? They'll probably get paid to do nothing. If their mere presence there will keep that from happening, isn't that money well spent? How many of these security guards could Jeb Bush's war chest have paid for? That's the one thing I don't understand about politics. You can lose $120 million trying to be president, but we can't pay a bunch of people to take care of other people? We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down. Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Well, that's good news. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Join them, please. I beseech you. I guess I need to start paying attention to town hall news, huh? Because PW just informed me that they're saying on the town hall news feed that all four of the bills were defeated in the Senate, which is good news. That's good news. It's bad news that they're still attacking the Bill of Rights. Now, I have enough of a background from my time in the military to be able to look at something like what happened in Orlando and make some calls about it. Okay, make some judgment calls about it. Now, inevitably, the suggestions from, you know, after on day one, more background checks, ban the AR, even though, you know, there was none of that used there. Team passed all these checks, passed an FBI investigation, got off the list. So he wouldn't have been stopped by these changes. Neither would any of the other mall killers have been stopped by any of this. CDC had decided to get involved once again in this by proclaiming gun violence to be a public health issue, claiming that the CDC themselves should no longer be prohibited from speaking out on the subject. So let's get them out of the way first. They were prohibited from doing research on guns by the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986. Their reports on gun violence were so biased as to reduce their credibility on any subject. If they ever got the message and changed their ideology, they would at least say all violence is a public health issue, not just gun violence. Now they want the FOPA Act repealed in the public interest. What doesn't show here is that even if such were a good idea for the CDC, FOPA also forbids the federal government from creating in any form or by any means a federal firearms registry. Without this act, gun registration would be an accomplished fact and the Second Amendment would be endangered or useless. And I'm sure that the CDC are aware of that. Back to Orlando, the fact that somebody walked into a nightclub with a 3 to 4 foot long rifle unnoticed and unaided has to leave you sort of curious as to how that happened. That answer would be instructive. It is, you know, June, after all, in Florida. Once inside, he probably moved to a pre-selected place to begin his attack. Whenever a black rifle is swung up into a firing position, people notice that. But Omar Mateen had been a security officer and had handled guns for years, so he was able to bring this weapon up smoothly and begin shooting before he was noticed. That had to mean that people in the room were spread out from each other, not elbow to elbow. Then, of course, Mateen had everybody's attention, just like anybody would give attention to anybody firing a gun in their locale. At a range, in the country, up close, it doesn't matter. Your attention is gotten. We don't yet know how the patrons around Mateen reacted. Whether it was in disbelief or sheer terror and feet don't fail me now, I don't know. I saw a YouTube video showing a company teaching people how to respond to a nearby shooter. It's the same tactic that was taught in Vietnam. You all charge a shooter and you do it all right bleeping now. A few may be shot, may be killed, but standing in one spot or trying to run means the shooter can continue to shoot unimpeded and kill a big bunch of folks. On the other hand, even a drunk can run 10 feet to tackle a shooter in 2 seconds. After that, it should be all over as the shooter is overwhelmed by late arriving angry bodies. So charge or die. It is really that simple. No permission required. From what is known right now, the 3 to 4 police on the scene responded quickly and followed the shooter into a back room. Along the way, more people were killed than can be now, you know, be blamed on Mateen with certainty. Once in the back room and contained, the police treated Mateen like any other criminal, bank robber, or distraught individual who wanted to live.
They backed off and waited for a negotiator. It became a hostage situation then. Meanwhile, the people hiding in the back room were being shot at will. The Clinton administration made a fundamental error when it decided to treat terrorists as criminals. And the result has been acknowledged as less than spectacular by most everyone but Madeleine Albright and the Clintons. Our police, though, followed this example. Police follow procedures, and with good cause, but it's time for procedures to discriminate killers from crooks and treat them differently. A shooter in the midst of a mass of people, particularly in a gun-free zone, should be responded to as a terrorist by police and by civilians in the vicinity acting in self-defense, which means you shoot him. You don't back away, you don't negotiate with him, you shoot him. You find a shot, you take it, you do it. Think back to Littlefield, Colorado. That incident became the driving example for police departments for years. If you wait to completely understand a situation, people are going to die. Every minute, a minimum of 3 will be shot. The lesson is that you go in with what you have and you react to what you see. It is tough, but it saves lives, and that's why police officers wear a badge. The police in Orlando waited. And nobody, I don't know why. Procedure waiting for SWAT, I don't know. Procedures are supposed to save lives, but this was incorrect for this shooter. They gave no indication that they ever thought of Mateen as a terrorist, even while he posted on Facebook, "I'm a terrorist, look what I'm doing." Procedures and awareness need to adapt for such people. Lots of veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan know how to enter rooms and houses and live through it. Street police could learn these tactics and not wait long minutes for other police to show up. They become a quick reaction force and go with what they have. If the reports about the innocents being killed while going in are true, it's also time to reconsider how police are taught to shoot and the standards they must achieve to qualify. Center of mass isn't going to be good enough anymore. Even if the reports are not accurate, shooting where innocents were nearby requires a very high level of proficiency than currently demanded. I wouldn't do it. Not unless I had absolutely no choice. This is not about how to handle crooks or angry exes. It's about to handle terrorists. Police waiting for other police is not going to work. It's unfortunate. This will happen again. It is a certainty. And we can either prepare for that, or wait for it to happen again and try to make it up as we go. Which is not going to work. There'll be more people die. More will die. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
All right. Coming right back at you. Live. In living color. From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Do it. Take the time. Do it today. Coming from the New York Times, Canadian-born commentator David Brooks, supposedly the New York Times conservative, writes one of the most illogical statements made by anybody, conservative, liberal, it doesn't matter. Although, the list of the absurdities has been long distinguished this election cycle. He writes, Donald Trump is abhorrently wrong in implying that these Islamic terrorism attacks are central to Islam. His attempt to ban Muslim immigration is an act of bigotry, applying the sins of the few to the whole group, which is sure to incite more terrorism. His implication is that we are in a clash of civilizations is an insult to those Muslims who have risked and lost their lives in the fight against ISIS and the Taliban. All right, we're going to go after the low-hanging fruit on this one first off. Given how ISIS is supposedly vastly outnumbered in the Middle East by the so-called moderate Muslims, why haven't these moderate Muslims fought? Why haven't they put up a real fight? There are supposedly very large numbers of supposedly moderate Muslims with advanced militaries in nations all around ISIS-controlled territory. Why aren't they coming to the direct defense of moderate Muslims attacked in this region? Now imagine if all the other forces of good, assuming that's what these moderate Muslims are, just ran away whenever the fight came their way. Imagine if Britain's entire population sailed across the Atlantic and tried to claim refugee status in the U.S. and Canada rather than standing to fight the Nazis. And why aren't all the moderate Muslims in Europe and North America clamoring to go back and fight ISIS? Armed, of course, by the moderate Muslim nations in the Middle East and reclaim their homeland from the Islamic extremists rather than hiding here in the West. To ask these questions is to obtain the answer. If you are not willing to fight for your freedom and die for it, you don't deserve it. Another thing to consider is this. They came here because Islam was not here. They have brought Islam with them. That's another thing to consider. Now, we should not be doing the dirty work for the moderate Muslims. And a shocking afterthought, perhaps these aren't really moderate Muslims after all. Now, Sarah Palin said, let Allah sort it all out. We are indeed in a clash of civilizations between Christian West and Islam and its precursors. This has been ongoing for a millennia, and it has never ended. The West already has paid plenty in blood and in treasure for its freedom over the past several centuries. If moderate Muslims really do value the type of freedoms that our ancestors and current freedom fighters died for in the West, they can fight for it back in their homeland rather than running away. If we here in the West had run away from our fights for freedom, there would be no free West for the moderate Muslims to hide in. And the time for freeloading is over. Freedom is not free. It has never been free, and the millions of moderate Muslims pouring into the West need to go back to the Middle East and fight for the freedoms they supposedly cherish. These are tough statements, and we live in very difficult times, and we have to make these tough statements. This is a military situation. Now back to Mr. Brooks's claims. He states that if the United States attempts to ban Muslim immigration, this will result in more terrorism. Doesn't that sort of prove the point that these are exactly the type of individuals we don't want living in the West? What kind of people resort to terrorism against a nation that refuses to let them immigrate into? I can answer this for Mr. Brooks. They're called terrorists. What Brooks has unequivocally admitted is that the United States is being blackmailed by Muslim immigrants who are saying, let us in or we'll kill you. That translates into blackmail by terrorists posing as moderate Muslim immigrants. So what Brooks has finally done is give politicians such as Trump another piece of ammunition for why all Muslim immigration should be halted until we can figure out what is going on. The immigrants that we want are those who will not kill us if we don't let them in. And by the way, many in the West have been killed by Islamic terrorists whom we did let in as immigrants, so Brooks's argument fails on all possible angles. Recently, and this is, you know, this is one of the, this is where we get into the surreal moment. We had Scott Baio, Chachi from Happy Days, Chachi from Chachi Loves Joni, who perhaps best said what everyone reasonable in the West is thinking. He said President Barack Obama's reluctance to say Islamic terror means he's dumb. He's Muslim or he's a Muslim sympathizer, and I don't think he's dumb. So what is the end game? Is it to totally eliminate the United States as it was created and founded and the way it is now? I'm baffled by the lack of anything happening. And then the word came out that the Attorney General will be scrubbing the 911 calls made by the Orlando Islamic terrorist of any reference to Islam. The days are getting darker here in the West. We will have to take a moment soon. And we're going to have to, You realize that most of the stuff that I say comes out of New York, right? I mean, except for the gun, the related gun stuff and everything where it happens in some locale, most of all this news comes from New York. That's why it's so stupid. That's why we hear these idiotic things. They spend their days... they spend their days getting out there thinking of a new thing to say. And they're preposterous, especially when it comes to guns. They really don't know what they're talking about. Most of the, even the supposedly conservatives, the Northeastern conservatives, anywhere from Virginia down, if they travel anywhere from Virginia down, they're really in Indian territory for them. Which, or let me rephrase that, they're in cowboy territory then. Which is not the impugn Indians. I probably shouldn't say it that way. They are in, they're socialists traveling to freedom, and they can't take it. So they stay in New York, and they talk a bunch of nonsense. We got to let the terrorists in to keep them from killing us. I got a better idea. Let's just kill them, and then that'll keep us. We don't have to worry about them killing us at all then, do we? And if we kill enough of them, in time, we'll take the fight out of them. Not wanting to get in there and engage them. There is no there's no way to appease these people, these Islamists. They want us to submit. They don't want to live and let live. They don't want to be neighbors. They want us to submit. That's why you don't ever see, I don't ever see the moderate Muslims coming forward and going, we don't like this. Give us weapons. We'll go fight ISIS. There's some of them over there doing it, but not... too many of them running this way. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. Coming up next, well, next hour, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Please, secondcalldefense.org. Go join them right now, right now. Now, I've made reference to this twice. Attorney General Loretta Lynch revealed that the Department of Justice will censor transcripts of the 911 calls made by the Orlando jihadi shooter to remove references to his pledge of allegiance to ISIS. Speaking to Chuck Todd on Meet the Press, she said, "What we're not going to do is further proclaim this man's pledges of allegiance to terrorist groups and further his propaganda. We're not going to hear him make his assertions of allegiance to the Islamic State." Isn't that special and convenient? This enables her boss, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, to continue to reach no definitive judgments on the precise motivations of the killer and instead blame amorphous hate rather than violent jihad. If the pledge of solidarity with the Boston Marathon bombers is also censored, it will help sustain the argument that gun control is the necessary countermeasure because no guns were used in that jihad attack, only homemade pressure cooker bombs. Speaking to CNN's Dana Bash, Lynch exploited the families of the victims in search of rationalization for her, well, what she was saying. The reason we're going to limit these transcripts is to avoid re-victimizing those people who went through this horror. But it will contain the substance of his conversations. This move is to shield Islam from connections with jihad terror. And it's not at first. Recall that when France's President Hollande used the expression Islamist terror in a Washington meeting, The White House censored those words from a video of the meeting later released. The White House transcript of the event shows the French leader declared at the 4:49 mark that the roots of terrorism, Islamist terrorism, is in Syria and Iraq. But rather than include his remark in its entirety, the Obama administration posted footage in which his interpreter's English translations of the words Islamic terrorism is missing. And this audio gap was first reported by the Media Research Center. I know those guys. They're good. So after initially posting the video without the edits, the White House took it down and uploaded it again with the interpreter's voice muted, according to the MRC. The nonprofit group reported that the White House's official MP3 recording of the meeting was also censored, but that the transcript was not. So we now have a clear pattern of the Obama administration officials playing defense for Islam as a fraction of its adherents globally wage war on our civilization. Now, there's been some suggestions of other specific motivations for the Lynch Islam cover-up. Glenn Reynolds at Instapundit says the obvious conclusion is that they're doing this because they don't want people to understand what happened and why. There's a few reasons for this that I can imagine. One, it would call attention to Obama's miserable failures in the Mideast and in counterterror at home and make it an even more obvious hash of his gun control distraction tale. And or, number two, he said something specific about being motivated by Obama's drone attacks on his brothers in his home country of Afghanistan, which would not only make Obama look bad, but also would undermine his immigration storyline. Three, he could agree with him. That's mine. Scrubbing the transcripts is never transparent. It's never transparent. Never going to be transparent, for that matter. Now, in very encouraging news, which doesn't surprise me at all, the Special Forces Association, the one that sent the letter to President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, have rejected calls for gun control from Generals Petraeus and Billy Crystal. Oh, I'm sorry, McChrystal. Sorry, my bad. They forcefully rebuked calls for more gun control from the former CIA director and CENTCOM commander David Petraeus and retired Army General Stanley McChrystal. Special Forces Association is a 52-year national organization composed of members who once served in the U.S. Special Forces. They drew up a membership resolution at their annual convention in Jacksonville, Florida on Saturday, confirming prior statements of continued support of the U.S. Constitution and all of its amendments, realizing that only the existence of the Second Amendment guarantees the freedom of the American people and that the Bill of Rights was written to delineate and restrict the power of government and not restrict the power and rights of the people or states. In the wake of the Orlando attack, both Petraeus and McChrystal have become... McChrystal's been doing it for a while. This is nothing new. McChrystal said on MSNBC, "I spent a career carrying typically either an M16 or an M4 carbine." Love to know when, General. I would really love to know when you did that. I know that he used to go on raids, okay? I never went on a raid with him. I would love to see how he went on a raid. He said, "That's what our soldiers ought to carry. I personally don't think there's any need for that kind of weaponry on the streets and particularly around the schools of America." Well, you know, just because you were general in special operations does not mean that you aren't a panty waist general. The thing that makes this good is, the members of the Special Forces Association are saying that Petraeus has become a gun control activist for financial gain. Jack Tobin said in a statement recently, "There have been many questions raised on the meaning of the Second Amendment to our Constitution and whether we can trust law-abiding Americans to own and carry firearms." The membership resolution also suggests that the Department of Homeland Security put more effort into targeting radical Islamic terrorists instead of law-abiding Americans. That might work out pretty good, too. Petraeus is now the chairman of the private equity firm KKR Global Institute, and he wrote a Washington Post op-ed critical of hate speech against Muslims. He wrote, the terrorist's explicit hope has been to try to provoke a clash of civilizations, telling Muslims that the United States is at war with them and their religion. Tobin writes in his statement, while recent tragedies have caused casualties, it seems that for some it's easier to blame an inanimate object rather than the underlying attitudes that provoked the tragedy in the first place. They've chosen to blame the murder of 49 people on an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle rather than on the radical Islamic jihadist who pulled the trigger. Tobin noted that it is easier for gun control advocates to blame a piece of metal for shootings in cities like Chicago or for a terror attack in Orlando than it is to blame gangsters and terrorists. The nice part about this is, without knowing how many members there are in SFA, if those guys were to go operational again, well, I hope there's some around me. I'm going to have to look them up. Invite them on the show. Special Forces, no matter what you've seen in the movies, what they primarily specialize in is going in to an indigenous people and training them how to fight, then leading them, arming them, and leading them in the fight. So there's not going to be any language barriers. I mean, a lot of them specialize in certain regions and everything. They'll be fine here. All of them will be fine here. They all have many high... I mean, a Special Forces medic, in any other circle, they call him a surgeon. Or a doctor. I mean, he's, you know... So, bear all of that in mind. Having the Special Forces Association on the side of the Second Amendment is a good thing. It is a very good thing indeed. Coming up next, joining us from Louisiana, right, or he may be in Pennsylvania, I don't know where he is, but we're going to be joined by Rob Morse. And what he wants to talk about is going to be a surprise for me as well as for you. So we'll find all that out in about, I don't know, let me see here, 8-9 minutes. Hour number 3 coming up. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.